Roll dice, be nice, and stay tuned. This is the Live to Die podcast.
Just a little opening of episode business. For those of you who listened to last week's episode as well, might remember that this is that same court. recording session. And
are you okay?
I'm fine.
Let's check the weather.
Yeah, it's gone from -7 to -5.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's warming up.
Heat wave.
Yeah. But once again, that means you may occasionally hear the heater click on in the background. We're doing our best to keep it to a minimum of volume that you'll be able to hear, but we don't want to die.
Yep. Or the chatter on your chain's teeth you might hear.
That's not someone's iPhone keyboard still being on. That's Jane being cold.
I'm so cold. I have to sit by the window also.
It's true.
That's why you have do you have the blanket still?
I do have the blanket.
The window on which the condensation on the windows is literally frozen.
Mm-hmm. On the inside of the house.
There's ice inside the house. Yeah.
Yeah,
terrible.
Wild.
But look, you know, I think there is something kind of fun and special. I've always had a lot of indoorsy hobbies, and there is something I think I've liked about the winter because it's a cozy time to do things indoors. And a lot of my indoor hobbies are things that either involve other people or I've always enjoyed involving other people with. And so for me, there's something that's really fun for me and really nice about cozying up with friends on a cold day and like drinking warm tea and playing games. So this is an ideally fun day for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think mm-hmm. it's great. I like that feeling of like being in your home, for those who are fortunate enough to have homes, you feel so like protected and mm-hmm. warm and like happy and just knowing like it's terrible out there, but we're good in here. Mm-hmm. There's something nice about that.
I have a chuck roast thawing in my fridge and shit's going in tonight.
When you sent that text, I was like, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. We bought a turkey for like 25 cents a pound after Thanksgiving.
Right.
And we're making that turkey tomorrow.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm.
So this is fun. I love the good vibes. And I'm going to ask a question that hopefully won't bring up too many bad vibes. But I did promise last episode that if we didn't talk about it, then we'd talk about it now. Where do you think your character's heads are at? Just kind of a headspace check-in with Lucky Arthur, Nikolai, and Ari.
Up Lucky's ass.
Okay.
But what do you think is going across your minds now at this point for any of you?
I mean, what we just did with like taking down zombies, is the undead, settling the undead is literally Arthur's thing.
Sure.
So I think he feels really good about getting to do that, getting to let them find peace. And then knowing that he's taking this body to let this other, mm-hmm. Undead entity, find its rest. He's like, hell yeah, this is what my whole thing is.
All in a day's work.
Yeah.
I also love that like there was, I mean, for us as players, there was like almost a 4-session combat. Mm-hmm. And for you as characters, like probably one of the most harrowing, difficult things you've ever done. And Arthur's takeaway is, remember that trivial part at the end? Nailed it.
Yeah. I mean, he was with the group to like get to the bandit camp, clear it out and be like, all right, well, now I can leave. But now he's like, oh. I didn't actually expect that there would be things I would be interested in around here.
You kind of got a twofer. You had the undead, and you also are very anti-tyranny, and the Stag Lord by no means was like, let us hear from all people what you want. I mean, like you took down a minor despot, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Arthur's feeling good?
Yeah, that's always to tyrants and undead.
Cool.
There's a little bit of feeling good with Nikolai. Found that fallen Erastil guy.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty interesting. And we took out the Stag Lord, which is a huge piece of what Nikolai's been driving towards this whole time. I would say where his head is at now, though, there's a little bit of what now?
Sure.
In his mind. Like, we've talked about how he feels pushed to be here, and he's like, is this what it was? Am mm-hmm. I done? That's kind of where he's at.
I think Ari is feeling a little, probably still like very exhausted, but I think also pretty good in that like one of the things that she was so freaked out by this like encounter with this undead thing, and then was able to be like, oh, like we can kill these things, or like we can handle these kinds of things that come up. And like, even with the Staglord almost killed her immediately. But like at the end of the day, they got him and, you know, all of that. So I think she's kind of like maybe starting to feel a little bit like, okay, like maybe I can be out on my own. Like maybe we can do this.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Lucky is kind of in the same boat. I think he has maintained and I don't know. He's just tried to stay a little bit distant
sure.
in his own way because he's just like, you know, we were thrown together basically by fate. And I don't know how much I need to invest in these people. Actually, I don't know what, mm-hmm. you know, what this, if we're going to live through this ordeal. And now that we've lived through it, maybe he's feeling.
It's exactly how Jared feels about all of us. On the podcast. We're thrown together basically by fate. I don't know how much I need to invest in these people.
But anyways, yeah. So like, I just think maybe for the first time, he's like thinking more long-term with these individuals specifically. Mm-hmm. And is maybe, I don't know if excited is the word. But maybe there's like some optimism, some actual optimism there.
I'm going to ask one additional follow-up question from your character's perspective. What do you think over what's happened so far over the course of the adventure that your character has been present for? What do you think has most surprised them or caught them off guard? It could be a thing that happened, something they've discovered about themselves. Just kind of looking in, what do you think they were the most surprised by or the caught them or they didn't expect that happened?
I'll just say that none of us died after, I mean, besides Biff, of course, but like, right. I think
wow.
that like,
wow, none of us died. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Trent. I just think that like after that experience, he just expected that this is going to be fairly commonplace. And so he's been guarding from being the person to die by being mm-hmm. as cautious as possible. And these people like to chase wedding rings and dogs into forests and stuff. So,
oh, right.
That's a great point.
So he just anticipated like something bad's going to happen at some point. And so far it's gone surprisingly well.
Do you feel like that affects a little bit of Lucky sort of keeping people emotionally at arm's length? And he's like, I don't want to get too attached. Like I literally already got attached to this kind of nice guy and he died.
Yeah. I mean, I think initially Biff was probably his favorite just on like the initial meeting mm-hmm. and then Biff died and he's like, well, yeah, this is kind of par for the course for his life, but
oh, God.
Also like, you know, like let's not invest too hard because who knows what's going to happen.
There's got to be like a weird sense of intrigue for Lucky that like being cautious, but seeing the people who are a little bit more willing to deal with the danger are still succeeding.
Yeah.
And he's like, how the fuck?
Well, it's that weird balance too of excellent. Like he doesn't feel and never has really felt like a hero, but you guys are running off kind of acting like heroes. And so he's maybe like battling with that internally a little bit.
Ooh.
Like maybe things are, maybe we can do some of these things that I just assumed we couldn't do.
Maybe I'm the hero.
I'm keeping all these fools alive.
Lucky's heart grew 3 sizes that day.
I think Nikolai's shocked at the division in this area.
Oh, okay.
Like he's aware that it was a problem and that, you know, it was like kill or be killed kind of in the broken
sure.
lands, but leaving Brevoy and his cozy, you know, family and goat herding like to this, it's a big shock.
It's like, why would you do that? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. That sounds so sad.
Yeah.
I always do forget that you were a goat herd.
Mm-hmm.
I also love that like most characters have like a traumatic backstory and Nicola was like, my family was great and I love them and my life was beautiful. And I chose this. I'm like, every time you do a flashback, we're like expecting your moms to die, but it's like, they're always just like, dee, dee, dee. Like, we're just here.
Yeah.
They're just nice. I think Ari is currently surprised that she's starting to feel like some affection for Arthur. Because
do tell.
Well, he's been a pain in the ass the whole time. And she was like, oh, Biff was my friend and you're nothing like him and you're kind of shitty about him. And like, I think that she has been, but I think that like, as they've fought together a lot, he has like protected her or helped her and stuff like that. And I think that now she's kind of starting to realize like, oh, maybe these like really abrasive things that he says are just like part of who he is and not because he's trying to be an asshole. And especially I think just after the Staglord thing, feeling kind of like, okay, like maybe I can accept this person, even though they're very different from this other friend that I had or, you know, whatever.
Now, was this effectuated mostly by the backstory moment?
A little bit. And it's also because I am like running out of comebacks. to you all the time. So I'm like, well, Ari's going to have to start liking Biff now.
That's pretty much how
I'm getting tired of trying to.
That's pretty much how I personally break down people.
Is that I was going to say, this is a lot how Trent and I's actual friendship has developed over the years.
I will say, because we had, you know, over the Staglord fight, a couple of flashbacks. You had Arthur's flashback, and then you had Ari's, though. And I did love how that coincided with, like, Ari saying, like, I don't know if there's heroes. And Biff's like, no, there are heroes. My big brother is a hero.
And then Arthur fucking killed the Staglord.
Well, and it was in that episode, right, too, where, like, Arthur sees Ari being hurt and, like, walks through, like, fire, flames, arrows, and swords to walk over and just reach a hand down and be like, let me help you, and heals you.
And I think that is part of it, too, is that, like, I'm sure she remembers, or, like, as she's gotten to know Arthur, like, remembers this conversation with Biff and is like, I just, like, don't see, you know, how this person is any different from anybody else here or whatever. But then kind of eventually being like, oh, like, I can see why your brother loved you and, like, why he thought you were a hero. And so maybe this is just part of your weird personality.
There's always something weirdly human. And I feel like if it's done well in stories, it's always a really compelling moment in a story for me where, like, someone that you care about meeting someone they care about and learning to sort of see in this a new person what the first person you cared about saw in them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Nikolai is also, we're talking about, like, warming up to each other, sees Lucky as, like, his best friend in the moment.
Oh,
right?
That's,
like,
adorable.
At first we couldn't stand each other, but it's like, I know that Lucky's got my back and he's got my back and we're good.
Yep.
Arthur is not Ari's best friend. Ari's best friend is definitely this dog she just met.
Yeah. 100%.
It's a dog. It's my best friend now.
So Trent, what do you think? Yeah, surprise, well, Arthur.
Arthur's biggest surprise has been that he was sent by his father to go and get Biff, and he gets to where Biff was and he's dead.
Sure.
That is a surprise.
I mean, that is surprising. Well, yeah. I mean, like, well, fuck. I think really in a way, I think he's like, shit, I'm going to disappoint my dad now because I was sent to go and do something and now I can't do it.
Welcome to the club, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Do you think that's maybe a little bit of why he's been adventuring? He was like, if I'm helping here, that's why I can't come home. I'm trying to help this first.
I think the entire reason that he went to go be a knight was that his father told him to go be a knight.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's been trying to fulfill that. Now he gets sent by his dad to go do this other thing. So he's like, well, now I have to go do that thing. And he knows that he straight up failed at it. And he probably maybe hasn't ever experienced what that has been like.
It's a sobering moment the first time you really mess up.
Right, right.
As an adult, and you're like, oh, I thought I couldn't do this.
Consequences are real.
Yeah. And so I think he's been surprised by how much he's enjoyed sort of being out like this and going and doing what he wants, maybe not wants to do, but like thinks is best in the moment. And so I think there's maybe a little bit of a dynamic changing in his mind, but he probably still feels that it's probably time to go back to the Knights once we get back to the trading post.
Does Arthur feel like this is the first time he's ever lived life without being told what to do?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I'm curious, Jane.
Is that relatable for a military man?
Yeah, that's exactly what I asked.
Yeah.
Jane, do you feel like Ari is doing the best thing for her now as she chases off after this dog?
I think that probably this is a trap and I'm about to get eaten by a giant monster wolf.
Yep.
But
that's what's going to happen.
But I think Ari is a teenager who just went through a traumatic experience and is like, a dog! Like, yay.
The comfort.
But also just kind of like, I think that she's just sort of, I mean, I know we slept, but I feel like we would be so exhausted. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's just been like so much that happened and they don't really know like what else is going to happen. So as much as I'm saying like, oh, she kind of feels like more optimistic or whatever, I think that she probably just like isn't even really thinking about it and is just like, huh, and like follows off after this thing she saw.
The dog leads you directly to a gray panel van. Says three Disney movies inside.
You're like,
candy.
So this dog.
It wouldn't be that. It would just be more dogs. And I'd be like, great.
I think that we would hear from the cart, just Arthur like seeing her walk off and just be like, all right, don't. Why are you going?
So you saw this dog come out and kind of like, and kind of like dancing back and forth in the paws, taking a couple steps away,
I almost also took an animal feat just to hang out with Nadrama more, and I didn't, and I wish I would have.
And then the dog like runs 15, 20 feet away and like stops, turns back around and looks at you.
She's like, what is it? Who fell in the well?
And kind of like spins around, like shifts its weight on its feet and like starts backing up again, looking at you.
She's just going to like follow it.
Does anyone else?
Yeah,
we're back behind trying to get to her, I think.
I would say I'm, well, probably like 50 feet behind you.
Are we on a road?
No, there's no roads here.
Okay. I'll go as far as the wagon will go.
Is it a cute dog?
Where we're going, we didn't need roads.
So what I'll say is you'll get to a point, so the dog will start to lead you for at least more than 5 minutes, and you'll get to a point where you can't take the wagon anymore.
Can we, is there a tree we can,
yeah, you can hobble the horses and yep, tie it up. Right.
I'll do that.
Oh no, I think I want to stay on Loshed.
On what?
The horse.
My horse.
Oh.
You're getting kind of near almost like the forest is getting a little, there's like some outcroppings and there's kind of a boulder field. You can't really take the horse here. Some trees, brush.
I killed the horse. Definitely sword, shield, trying to follow Ari.
Mm.
Okay.
Bo.
What's wrong with this dog?
So, as you follow it, it keeps racing ahead, like stopping and looking back at you.
Can anyone talk to animals? I've seen people talk to animals.
Nope.
You've heard, certainly heard tail.
Yeah.
Can I pop out Spike?
Sure, yeah.
Would a survival check help us out at all in this situation?
Sure.
Maybe trying to figure out, like, is this dog leading us somewhere?
This would be more of a nature check.
Okay, either one.
But, yeah. Go for it. Little nature check. Uh-oh. Jason's making 18. A face. Yeah, so, obviously, this dog wants you to follow it. It's trying to take you somewhere. And after about 10 minutes, you see a couple of large boulders, and the dog kind of runs up between the boulders.
Oh, no.
And kind of out of line of sight. You'll have to follow the dog in kind of between these large boulders that are together.
She's going to look back at them and be like, I'm following the dog into the boulders.
It's Wile E. Coyote.
And kind of you run up to the boulders.
The boulder. I know,
it probably is.
And
Ari like walks between and it's like.
Arthur goes, meep, meep, motherfucker.
Arthur would weirdly have. Never mind.
I just broke Jane.
Yeah, Jane's gone. Rip. Jane will be missed. Oh, God, she's losing even more. Oh, and she can't breathe.
I have asthma. That was hilarious. I would like a t-shirt that says, meep.
But it's just Arthur with his sword and shield out.
So you... You turn around, you get between these boulders, and lying between the boulders is a bloodied, battered, half-bandaged man, unconscious, lying there. The dog is just licking his face.
Oh, man.
You know what? It
Yikes.
Is
Do I recognize him?
You don't. It's time for a little bit of levity, actually, as...
No levity around here.
Oh, I hit the damn initiative button.
Uh-oh.
Well,
so let's talk about something else. Like, what kind of... breeds make up this dog? Is it like a lab mixed with like
does
pit
it look
bull?
A little wolfy or
look rescued or bred?
It's it's probably a lab mix, like a chocolate lab mix.
Sure.
Mix.
Yeah, for sure. Rescue.
I'm literally just picturing this as like the dog I grew up with, which is why I'm so invested.
Yeah, that makes sense.
This dog runs up and starts licking the face of this body.
The butt?
This body, like licking this body's face.
My lungs hurt.
What do you do?
I'm gonna go up and. Well, are they all up here? Are we all up here?
They're like they're a moment you. Behind
be
you.
Like, there's someone up here who's injured.
And Nikolai will pick the pace up.
Yeah, and then she'll kind of like just run up to the guy and the dog, try to examine what's going on.
Mechanically, I want to start scouting. Stuff like, why is there a fucking dude hurt?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, wonderful.
I'm going to do a medicine check to see if this is a ruse or not.
So give me what's your medicine bonus? This is technically a secret check.
11.
Yeah, this man is messed up. He's stable, wounded one, 0 hit points. Taking a lot of big hits, like big bruises, maybe a crushed, like maybe a bit of a fractured bone here.
Was
or
he
there.
Effed up by an owlbear?
It does not look like an owlbear.
Does he have bite marks from a dog?
No.
You're like, wait a minute. And the dog's like, just like smiling.
Yeah. The dog's like, look what I did.
Yeah. Are there tracks that lead everywhere around the area?
There aren't, but Trent, you do start to hear the sound of something.
Wait.
Big in the underbrush, like you hear something rummaging, digging, moving.
Were we about to get to describe something before you hit the initiative button?
You were.
It's my favorite part of this podcast.
And so you see is this man, obviously in a little bit of a less dynamic pose.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, okay.
A little Assassin's Creed feel going on.
Okay. Yeah, start from the top. What are we looking at?
Is this Jonathan Majors? We should fire him.
Yeah, that kind of looks like him. He's got a big old bow, too.
Just a guy with a giant bow.
Yeah.
That's just, an awesome
he's kind of just a dude.
Some short hair.
Looks like a ranger,
yeah.
Man.
Hair is like 4 of 10. Not bad, but not interesting.
Nothing to write home about.
He got it cut at Sports Clips, I think.
Yeah,
I like
for
his
sure.
cape, though. It's kind of flashy.
Yeah, he's got a swishy cape.
Some white.
Armor boots.
Baggy-ish
I like
pants.
His pantaloons. Yeah.
I think I'm going. This is a ranger.
Yeah, looks I think like so. It. Looks ranger-y. Like
he has ranger
and
vibes.
He has a dog.
Uh huh. Yeah. He's got
he's
a dog.
Ranger coated.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So he is unconscious. He's bandaged up pretty badly. Looks like probably tried to bandage himself a little bit. In a bad way. Dreadfully wounded. Let me see. I think I have some notes here. Several bloody makeshift bandages patching painful looking wounds. It seems sort of like a miracle that he's alive at all.
Hmm.
You're hearing this like crashing somewhere not too far away.
There's something around. There's something that probably fucked him up nearby.
Ari pets the dog.
How long does treat wounds take?
Of course.
10 minutes.
Is the dog okay?
Yeah, the
it's
dog.
Not injured?
The dog's sort of looking up at you, looking, just like, just looking up at you and down at this body and occasionally lick the face of this man who you do know is alive, like his chest is moving, but he is unconscious. Wounded one.
Mm.
Yeah, 0 hit points.
Pull my short bow.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely some sort of clock ticking.
Boom, boom. Don't put my
well, I
want
to try to do so. I have battle medicine, which allows me to treat wounds in combat.
Sure.
So, is there a way that I can kind of start to like try to patch him up quickly while the crashing sound is crashing around?
So,
us?
Did you want to sort of voluntarily enter? Yeah, I'll let you yes. use your battle medicine.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and roll that check for me. It'll be a big check here. What DC are you looking for?
I am going to keep it safe and go for the low one.
Go for 15.
Yeah.
It's classic for a reason.
I should have went for the high one. That's all right, though.
Hey.
It's fine.
You're still critted, maybe.
Trying to be safe.
What'd you get?
I got a 21.
Okay. Not a crit, yep. But that's 2d8 hit points.
8.
And you kind of patch him together and he coughs up like a little bit of blood as your manager like kind of stitch a couple of things up and kind of bring him to and his...
What is your name?
His eye, even as his eyes are opening, he like quickly like kips up to his feet and like looks around at all of you. Who are you? Identify yourself.
We are here to help you. We found your dog led us to you. You were very injured.
My
what,
dog?
What were you fighting? What Gee, were you fighting? It's you probably over there.
You don't have a dog.
And just... And sort of looks... And as you say that... there's a troll that's about to attack.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus.
We need to kill it. And he's...
Great.
Whose fucking dog is this?
Oh, sorry, that is dog. Yes, look, we...
His name's dog?
What is wrong with all
he's
of you?
This naming convention, yeah. Aren't
they? And he just
Ari
sort of
and
like,
Lucky are not having this.
He sort of brushes you off.
Why
like,
would you
just,
give animals names?
Just like, quick, ready for it. We don't have long. They'll regenerate, but we can use fire or acid to kill them. Watch out for its claws. And like, even as he's like picking himself up, like his arm almost still like hanging where maybe it's still dislocated, like grabbing this bow off the ground next to him and arrows and just watch out for its claws. It'll rend you to pieces if both get on you at the time. And you can see where now, like, it almost looks like his arm was partially, like, almost torn off of part of his body before he got away.
Okay, stay behind me. Hide. Let's go fucking get this thing.
Is there a way to get up high?
On this boulder.
Okay.
You know what it's time for? Now it's time for the button I'd hit last time.
Yeah.
All right. You know what that means? It's time for...
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hell yeah.
I pre-rolled initiative for all these people, so obviously super high.
And we get a plus one because you were scouting?
Correct.
Correct.
Dope.
All right. Okay. Who's got what?
26.
Damn.
Holy cow.
Natural 18.
25.
Whoa.
15.
You guys racked him before me, that's for sure.
Wait, who got a 15?
Oh, no. I was saying I rolled 15.
28.
Jesus.
My God.
Y'all, quick.
And Arthur, what did you get?
14.
Respectable.
I rolled pretty roll.
Respectable.
I rolled pretty roll?
Rolled pretty roll.
Rolled pretty roll.
Wow.
So you all had a moment to prepare before the troll came out. Nikolai, you said you got up on the, like, bolt. You weren't going to get up on a boulder or a rock. Looks like Lucky, you kind of flanked out to find some cover to hide behind.
I'm in a tree here in a bush.
I don't think that we said this on air yet, but the troll pond is the scariest thing I've ever seen.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah. It's so creepy.
Crazy looking.
It's not what you assume. It's not like, oh, Harry Potter 1 troll. It's like...
Yeah, you're not going to stick a wand up his nose and beat him.
Yeah. It looks like a crocodile dragon... gorilla that is running full speed towards us.
With and it's like running full speed on its front legs.
Yeah, trolls in Pathfinder are very, like we were saying, like very bestial in a lot of ways. And it's very, to me, they are sort of like if you were to mix a gorilla, a boar, and an alligator is sort of how they visually look.
It has some Slimer vibes from Ghostbusters too.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah.
It's huge.
And it does have massive claws.
Yeah. Big fuck
like
off
the size of his fucking head claws.
Kind
of
sounds like our ranger fellow here says he would rend if he got the chance.
You said he was rend?
I believe you said that he would rend.
I believe you said that
meat
motherfucker?
Yeah. Meat motherfucker.
Meat motherfucker.
That's up there with way back in the day when Nate crit failed his deception to be a pig. In the Crimson Throne game. Oink, oink, motherfucker. All right, Nikolai, you see this thing first as it comes out of the brush. It's got to be 15 feet tall, like 12 to 15 feet tall, potentially, just loping on its small little legs, huge body, as it comes tearing out to you. It sees all of you. Do any of you speak Jotun?
Oh, I might. Hold on.
Oh.
Nope.
No.
So
smart guy over here.
Hold on.
Wise guy.
Please shoot. I thought I had it on my Path Builder app, but it's probably in Hero Lab. So I'm opening my computer.
All right. So this thing comes out. You see it kind of lope, make its way out of the brush to right where it is on the map, and he kind of looks at all of you. It yells something in Jotun, and you see it then. I have this check here. It comes out. He's wearing a pair of really distinctive blue leather. It looks like bracers. And he sets down this large sack on the ground.
Where are languages?
Before it sort of like rolls its shoulders and like squares up at all of you with this jaw just opening.
Santa?
in Hero Lab, where are your languages?
It's right under your name and your deity and all of that profile.
Oh, you all talking about it. I actually have no idea. I don't think I've ever really used Hero Lab.
It's like deity languages.
I have a PhD in Hero Lab.
Yeah, at this point, I've used it for ages. Oh, here comes Trent. What we got here? Do we speak Jotun? What do you think the odds are on Lucky speaking Jotun?
50-50.
50-50?
Also, probably this troll is just like, meet motherfuckers.
It's there.
You speak Jotun?
Mm-hmm.
So with this, as the thing is setting its bag down and like rolling its shoulders, it just yells,
"Ooh, you find more food for Kargad, little man. Kargad thanks you. And Kargad eats you last as prize."
Oh.
Ah.
Who's he talking to?
Kargad.
No, this thing seems to refer to itself as Kargad. It seems to be talking to the
third person.
The wounded man, probably.
Okay. I see. He wants to eat this guy.
He's taunting him.
We are the food.
So we should probably kill it.
Yeah, we gathered that. Lucky. Okay.
Well,
just so you know,
I can confirm.
Trent needs
need
lunch.
To speak Showtime or that.
AP confirms.
His name is Kargat.
Oh, so you actually heard what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, I misunderstood. Okay.
All right, Nikolai, it's your turn first. As this like troll is starting to just slowly build up more speed now that it's laid this sack down.
Nikolai is a little scared, and he shoots.
Yeah, trolls are a big deal. Trolls are fun. I don't get to often run just like big classic bruiser monsters.
Yeah. 27?
27 is a hit.
Not a crit though.
No, this is a troll.
I was hoping.
This has been a terrible couple of days for us.
Yeah.
Six.
Six damage?
That's yep.
Okay.
Six.
Arrow sinks into it. It doesn't even seem it sinks in. He doesn't seem to acknowledge it, but it sinks in.
Oh crap.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I forgot about trolls.
Yep.
That they just like completely regenerate themselves all the time?
Yep.
Well, remember this man who he didn't introduce himself, but you all kind of didn't introduce yourselves either. Mm-hmm. Right as you were about to start introducing yourself, Arthur was like, "What is this thing that's coming?" Yeah. He's like, "It is a troll. We will have to fight it."
Yep.
Not quite as like matter of fact as Arthur, but not far off.
Yeah.
He was just like, "Never mind. Forget introductions."
He was matching my
troll
energy.
No, it seems maybe there's some kinship energy there.
Okay.
Can I get a spike mini? I forgot.
Oh, yeah. I have one somewhere.
We
we'll
can just
grab
use it.
That.
We'll use a dice.
For now. You know what? Would you pass this down? We'll use this little scarab carving.
Perfect. Just put them next to Lucky.
Actually, I kind of like that.
Thanks. Yeah, I like that too.
Hit it with fire if we can.
Yeah, and that's exactly what he said. Is it will regenerate. Hit it with fire or acid to kill it.
All that gets. Divine Lance, so that's what I'm gonna hit him with.
Okay.
How's a 21?
Ooh, even with your second attack penalty?
Yeah, I roll a 17.
Damn, that's a hit.
Nice.
Divine Lance, a spiritual energy. Does it look like an arrow, I'm guessing? Just giving them.
It looks like an arrow, but it has like maybe like some green vininess like around
Ooh,
it as
cool.
It spins through there.
Slams in. How much damage from this Divine Lance? This is a level 2 cantrip now?
So 7 points of spirit damage.
Nice.
Ooh, nice. So sinks in. You sink an arrow. You throw a divine lance in. Ari, it's your turn. Has Ari ever seen a troll before? Have do you think any of you have seen trolls before?
Only in books.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think she would have seen
a
troll.
Speak like the language, so maybe.
Did you work like in a troll kitchen for a summer as like a dish boy?
It's the best way to learn a language.
Rory's going to love that one.
Yeah, that one's for you, Rory.
Ari's going to combat climb up the boulder. So keeping her kukri out. Well, yeah.
So you don't need to make a full climb check. It's just difficult terrain.
Yeah, she's going to climb up there deep. And
this boulder here?
Yeah.
Meep.
She's going to pull out a torch and try to light it.
Ooh, okay, so climb the boulder, pull out a torch, light it. You can do that all in this turn.
Yeah,
so you
flick
it out, light a torch.
Yep. Just going to drop it on this guy's head as he runs by.
All right. Lucky. Troll time. Troll time.
Taking a shot with the short bow.
Okay. The troll. Did you roll stealth for initiative?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Troll does not know you're there.
23 to hit.
23 is a hit, and it will be flat-footed to this. So, sneak attack.
Yeah.
7 damage.
Arrow sinks into its shoulder, just starting to pour arrows at the thing. Does not appear to be slowing down at all.
And then I'm going to... I'll shoot one more time.
Yeah.
Shoot her.
Legolas!
Is it actively moving towards
Take
us
him
right
down.
Now?
Yes. Yeah.
He put his sack down.
Yeah. I'm assuming a 13 doesn't hit.
It does not.
And then can I take cover here?
Yeah, you're in that like sort of shrub tree. You can take cover or you can hide. You have cover. You can improve your cover or you can hide.
I'm just going to improve my cover.
Okay, that'll be a plus 4 to your AC there.
Okay.
All right. It's now this man's turn, and like wounded as he is, he's like picks up an arrow and he just says, "Don't let it get too close. Stay on the move. Split up." And he's going to fire.
No, don't do that.
Just leave Arthur standing out there.
Make him chase you. Don't let him lock you in battle. and he's going to just chuck an arrow downrange at this guy. Wow, he actually hits it.
Nice.
What do you mean,
actually?
This guy's not, he's very low level.
Okay.
Chucks a longbow shot down there. We're about to give you an idea of how low of a level this guy is, and hits it for 8 points of damage, which is max damage for his longbow.
That's okay. More than I did, so.
That's true. I rolled three die, and that's more than I rolled.
Shoots that, and then he is going to hunt prey.
Yeah.
Which I guess he should have done first. Oh, because he has a Hunter's Edge Precision, which adds an extra D6. I think it's a D8 on the Hunter's Edge Precision.
I'll look it up.
I rolled like a one. He does one more point of damage. So I reverse that order. And he then takes his other one. Jason, if you'd be so kind, I'm going to have him run. We'll say north is towards me. So we're going to have this ranger run to the west, just a full five paces towards, yeah, basically Jane. So he loops around, runs around the boulder, and just kind of breaks out. Yeah, right to there. Arthur, it's your turn. This troll is just closing down at you.
It's a D8.
No, perfect.
So
that's really good.
That's great.
It doesn't go. It's not like sneak attack though, where by the later levels, it's like 5d8. It's 8d8. But you can do some cool, good stuff with it. Your first attack against your hunted prey in a round, I believe.
For sure. I'm going to raise shield and prepare. Oh fuck! I can't do that because prepare rules wise uses your reaction. Correct.
No. So you can. Just talked about this with friend of the show Ryan 2 days ago. So Ryan, you can friend of the show Ryan?
No.
I feel like you'd like him.
You two might get along.
Maybe.
Sounds
sketchy.
You can spend two actions on your turn to take the two action ready.
Yeah.
Which allows you to use an action as a reaction.
As a reaction.
Yes.
So you do use the reaction.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my concern.
Yeah.
I'm going to raise the shield.
Voomp.
I'm going to take a step backward.
Okay. Step back.
And I'm going to aid.
Ooh.
Who's about to act next? The wolf?
The dog.
The dog.
Or Lucky. Mm-hmm.
Natty went.
Or Nikolai will be the next of the PCs to act.
I will aid Nikolai.
Okay.
Basically, I'm going to try and distract the troll enough that Nikolai can get a good shot off.
Okay, do you want to what check are you going to make to do that basically?
Can I do athletics?
Yeah, I'm
kinda
cool with
like
that.
Faint?
I mean, so fainting would expressly be deception. It's used for that specifically, but you can use athletics to stay so mobile that you're just trying to get it to turn its back to be less guarded towards Nikolai. You can try to just outmaneuver it essentially with athletics.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, it is the dog's turn. The dog is going to run over to the ranger and defend him.
Wow, coward.
Just kind of stay in front of him. The troll is going to
you leave that
just
dog
come
alone.
Straight in at Arthur. The troll has a movement of 30 feet. And it's going to, how many does it take to get all the way up to, I've got 10 feet of reach. So how many does it take to get there?
25.
25 feet, that's it?
Yeah, it's like either 25 or 30 feet.
Okay, well, he's got the movement then. All right, so one action. Oof.
Boo.
Was that only one movement? I feel like that would have been two.
I think that's two.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're double checking. Yeah, he's large, so he just measures off the front. So five. No. He just moves 5 feet at a time.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I think that's going to be two actions. Yeah, okay, so it'll be two actions to get within 10 feet of Arthur. So he boom, 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 runs up. And you know what? Because he's only going to go, he only has one attack anyway.
I think he needs to be five up further.
Yeah, which he has 60 feet of movement. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And so he's going to try to bite you. He's going to bite out. I'm going to roll my Nacho Lava die, D20.
Nice.
Going in for a bite. All right, 24.
Oh, that is a hit.
To bite. And this guy bites hard. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay. He's going to be doing... That's 16 points of piercing damage from the bite. Just chomps down on you.
So hardness 7 on the shield.
Are you going to use your reaction to take it on the shield?
Totally.
So what did I say the damage was?
16. So 9 to me and the shield.
Yep.
Okay.
Boom. You take that first one right basically on the chin.
That's not split between me and the shield. We both take
correct.
Time.
Okay. Yeah, that was one of the things that was a little difficult to understand when I first got into 2E, but it is applied to both.
Yeah.
All right, Nikolai, it's your turn. You're fighting a troll.
Nikolai.
Troll.
We'll start to utter some stuff and move his hands around.
Okay.
And we'll cast a spell at the troll.
Okay.
I need you to make a fortitude save, please.
Ooh, okay. Fortitude save. Trolls are pretty good at that.
Yeah, I mean.
Let's go over to the stone die here. That's a good roll, too. Okay, that's going to be 30. Yeah.
Nothing fucking happens.
Okay. Troll's fine.
Yeah.
Troll's unaffected.
Boo.
Boo. You got one action left, though.
Yeah, so I'm...
Gonna shoot it?
I sort of want to shoot it.
You got an aid. All right, Trent.
Oh, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. First, I always like to do the aid first so you know your bonus going into it.
Okay.
Trent, give me an athletics check. DC 15 here. I'm going to say DC 17.
Ooh,
a little harder to outmaneuver a troll.
That's a crit success. That's 26.
I said DC 17. I just upped it.
Wow.
No, you're right. My hand was off. My hand was off the chess piece.
No, that's fine. That's
no,
fine.
No. That's a fair call. I said 15 and then I upped it. Hand was off the chess piece. 15. That's a crit. That's going to be a +3 on this shot, Nikolai.
I am an expert.
Oh, sorry. I did forget to say that at the beginning of the troll's turn, you did see whole parts of those wounds stitch themselves up.
I am an expert in athletics.
Yep. That's a +3.
Nice.
If you crit on a trained, it's +2. If you crit on an expert, it's +3.
So you said +3.
Yep.
Your Divine Lance didn't do.
It did some damage.
Not like fire damage, though.
No, it does or spirit acid. Damage.
Mm. It does spirit damage.
Yeah. A 20.
That's a hit.
Nice.
Obviously, it does look, even after its regeneration, more wounded than it did at the start of combat.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Eight.
Eight. All right, you're working your way there. Okay. Ari, it's your turn. It's a big troll right there, and Arthur's just... dealing with it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like a hero.
Is it fair to say that Ari would, given her background, have a bottle of alcohol on her person?
I believe we discussed that you used your bottle of alcohol and poisoned
as
it for the
stag lord.
That's true. That's
damn.
True.
Okay, Ari.
We didn't get more. I thought she just kept the fancy one.
Yeah, I feel like I would have something, but.
You also left the wagon behind.
That's true.
Yeah. Ari's going to just step off this boulder, catfall onto the ground.
Okay.
Foomp. She dies.
She dies immediately.
Classic.
Has the torch, the lit torch in her hand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just jumping off of this. Like, I can't combine that with a movement.
No. That boulder is just difficult terrain. You can move over the boulder perfectly fine.
So I'm going to run up to the troll.
Stay within 15 feet of me.
Yeah. I'm going to run up to the troll.
Now, you've already used your reaction this turn, Trent.
Yeah, I know.
As you close into the troll, it gets to make a reactive strike.
Blech, nimble dodge.
Ooh, good catch. You're quick on that. All right, it's going to lash out with one of its claws.
It's like, what?
Ooh,
right
26
chest.
To hit.
That's a hit.
All right, one of the claws whips out at you as you run in. And max damage, 21 points of damage.
Ooh.
Yikes.
Frick.
Bam, right in you. But you do make it up to the troll.
Okay. I want to...
So you've got two actions left.
I just want to light it on fire. I want to hit it with the torch.
Attack with torch.
That's an improvised... Actually, let me see if a torch counts as an improvised weapon. I don't know these things, but we do have it here. Torch! Core rule book.
And it's wearing clothes, right?
Can be used as an improvised weapon. It has bracers on.
Hmm. They're leather, though.
It looks like leather.
They're blue.
So. You can strike with a torch as an improvised weapon, which is just treat it like a weapon you're proficient with, and it's a -2 on the attack.
Okay.
So.
I wonder if these are like some kind of strength-adding bracers.
I show. 1d4 bludgeoning plus 1 fire damage.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that's a 25 to hit.
Okay.
Even
that hits.
With the -2, right?
Bam.
Whoa.
Because you're a hero.
What did you say it was? 1d4?
1d4 plus your strength.
Yep.
Okay.
Plus 1 point of fire damage.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a 5, 6. And then 1 fire damage.
Okay. Now it's weak to fire. So in addition to the 1 point of fire, it takes 10 additional points of fire.
Nice. Nice.
And then I am going to run away.
So how much did you just hit it for? It
6 points of damage plus the
fire.
10. Yeah.
So
fire.
16 points of damage and its regeneration is temporarily turned off.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go back to the boulder. Or
run away.
Yeah, I'm gonna just run back away from it.
You're not gonna stay in and help out Arthur?
Not at the moment.
All right.
I just got fucked up by a troll.
How much movement do you have?
I have 30.
You can get on top of the boulder then.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you jump back up on the boulder. Lucky, it's your turn.
Okay.
Big ass troll here.
Do a recall knowledge.
Okay.
For my mastermind.
And I'm going to put a little condition on here for myself, noting that he's burned until the end of his next turn.
And maybe she will be like, hit it now.
I'm wondering if...
Sick burn, Ari.
From the fact that you said that he told people to spread out, my guess is that the book says to make him just attack someone at random.
The troll?
Yeah.
You're putting a lot of thought into it.
Yeah. That's my guess.
I mean, the ranger did expressly say that it was like spread out so that he can like try to keep him moving so he doesn't have time to get two hands on you and rip you apart.
Yeah,
spread him out.
Yeah, Ren's fun.
Ren to be bad.
Do you want me to roll the recall knowledge or do you want to roll it?
Oh, I do need to roll it. You want to recall knowledge on this thing?
Yep.
All right. What do you got? What are you using here?
I believe
giant is a society check for giant. Does that sound right to everyone?
I also have...
Do you have giant lore?
Are we on the plains?
You expressly are on the plains.
Okay. Well, that's not good.
Oh, why is that not good?
Because I have forest lore, not plains lore.
Oh, no. This is like shrubs. I'm sorry.
Trees.
Society's fine. That's a +9.
Okay. A +9.
Sorry. Do you have cops lore?
Lucky can't see the forest for the trees, though.
It's true. Because they ain't around.
It doesn't say what this is. I'm going to say that giant is humanoid, so that's probably a society.
Okay. Yeah, 9.
Okay. And I got this thing's level. Yeah, you got this. What are you interested in knowing?
I'm still digging your shawl.
Thank you.
Giants are humanoid monsters.
We know the fire and ass thing. Someone said that out loud. We know the rind thing.
Yeah.
Lowest... ability score? Not ability score, but
save.
Like, yeah, save.
Its mind is its weakest.
Okay, cool.
It's bad news for me.
And then I will attack once.
And now, does that make it flat-footed to you for the rest of the round, or just your next attack? I think it's rest of the round.
The rest of the round is, I think, when I crit. Well,
we'll check that.
Yeah.
I thought if you crit, it was the end of your next turn, but while you're rolling your damage, I'll look that up for you so we can keep it moving.
Okay, well, I rolled a 19 to hit.
Because it's flat-footed, that hits, which is really nice.
Hey, 11 damage.
Heck yeah. And this is the turn to get that damage in, too.
And then I'm going to have Spike move out.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Closer, but not into melee yet.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
Spike
one more.
Scuttles up. Scuttly, scuttly, scuttly. Scuttlebutt.
Getting in position. And that's it. That's my turn.
Okay. Next up is the ranger. I cannot, for some reason, my Archives of Nethys is running slow. So, all right. So he's where he's at. He's going to go ahead and just take another shot. Now, especially now that he's clear of Arthur and doesn't have like allies in the way.
Off guard just... against attacks until the start of my next turn. If I critically succeed, it's off guard until for 1 minute.
Oh, damn. That's super cool.
Yeah.
All right. So the ranger is just going to start lobbing longbow shots into this thing.
Makes sense.
Miss, and he'll shoot a second time. Ah, oh, man, almost hit. And then for his third action, he's going to kind of continue flanking out. So he'll now head sort of Trentward, which is to say south on the map. And then it'll be Arthur's turn, just staring down this giant troll. Well, I guess technically large troll.
Arthur is going to drop his sword.
Oh.
Get his shield in both hands with an action.
Okay.
Ever stands, dance. Wow, okay. That's a hard thing
ever
to say.
Ever stands, dance.
Ever stands, dance. Ever stands, dance.
Which raises the hardness on his shield slightly.
Okay.
He is going to raise the shield again.
Okay.
And he's going to again attempt to aid Nikolai and just say, bring it down.
Oh, shit.
Dope.
So you're just going to try to lock yourself in a... Damn, that's badass.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
All right, it's the dog's turn. The dog is going to loop around to the south of the troll and gonna try to bite it.
No, dog. You're gonna die.
The dog runs up and goes to sink its teeth
in. Am I flanking? Or
no,
because
you're not
adjacent. No. Five forward?
You need to be five forward.
Does it take an opportunity attack?
No, because it hasn't had its turn yet. Jane, Ari ate the opportunity attack. The dog rushes in, bites it.
Critical hit.
Yeah.
It takes a critical bite out of the troll's ass.
Bleed That's damage?
Let's see. We're going to pull a card. Jane, you have a real affinity with this dog.
Indeed.
Do you want to just roll this die for me?
Dog saver.
Dog affinity.
Save the dogs.
Oh, God. You moved me out of the way.
God. I'll save you, Arthur.
Don't break the miniatures.
To three.
All right. So I'm going to do a quick shuffle, draw three down, and see what critical hit the dog gets. It's a piercing attack from
triple
his
damage,
jaws.
Come on.
If it is triple damage, it's going to be hilarious. All
bites
right.
his Achilles. He dies.
His ass.
Javelin catcher. If it was a ranged or thrown attack, it's triple damage, but double damage for all other attacks. Right. So just a general crit.
I'll take him.
But the dog just runs in, bites it, and let's look at that damage. Jane, do you want to roll damage for this too?
Yes.
Grab that same d6 and roll that for me. Oh, God, Jane's dying.
Maybe a different d6. Oh, no, you got it.
All right, Jane, what do you got? It's a two.
Two.
All right, four. It does 8 points of damage, though. Just
chomp.
Bites right into there. Well, yeah, this thing has a lot of hit points.
That
but
dog is dead.
I know.
But he died doing what he loved.
About to go John
Biting
Wick up
butts.
In this shit.
You know, the dog...
killed my dog.
the dog's gonna...
Don't even look at my wagon.
The dog's gonna double down. Oh, no.
No. No.
Critical. Oh, it's a one.
Yeah.
Why are you like this?
This is awkward.
This is awkward.
Why do you always do this to the dog?
Oh, natural weapon doesn't apply. If it had been a real weapon, it would have bent the weapon. But he just like his teeth get kind of caught in part of the hide of the troll and like chips misses the next attack. All right, it's the troll's turn. Even though he got crit in the butt right in front of him.
Even though he got crit in the butt. It's a great, great saying.
Just clip that.
Crit in the butt.
We're making the post for this guy
for sure.
Even though he got crit in the butt?
Even though he got crit in the butt.
Is that the name of this episode?
Crit in the butt.
A royal crit in the butt.
I like it.
And he sees Arthur in front of him, and he's going to try to take Arthur to a very, very special like little date place.
Yeah. Have Is you, it Rentown?
It's Rentown.
Oh my goodness.
You know what? Fuck it. You all burned through so many patches in the stag load. I don't feel bad about this. Let's go with, here you go. Second armored.
Yes.
All right. So he's going to come in. He's going to try to take Arthur to Rentown.
Yeah, all right.
First claw.
Come on.
28 to hit.
Oh, that's a hit.
Okay. But it's just his claws, don't which die. Are left less damage than his bite.
Did I just start this episode being like, Ari finally likes Arthur, just for him to fucking get ripped apart by a troll?
Ari likes this dog and Arthur.
That's what I aim. Both gonna die. That's what I aim to do every time.
17 points of damage.
17. Hardest 9 now, so it's 6 to the shield.
Are you
me.
Taking it on the shield?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I've never actually played with like a solid shield tank in any of my campaigns. Mm-hmm. Like I've had people who've dabbled in it, but none who have like really explored
Dom,
the space.
Like used his every once in a while.
So the shield is now broken threshold.
Okay, so you no longer applies its bonus to your AC.
Right.
But you just saved yourself some more damage.
I can continue to...
No, you can no longer use it. It can be repaired versus needing to like be replaced or completely rebuilt.
Cool.
All right, here comes that next swing from the claw. Second attack penalty, though. Oh, cock die. Okay, 16.
Miss.
Well, it won't get to take you to Rentown, but it is going to swing that claw again. That's a 24.
That is a hit.
Man. Okay, super simple here. 15 points of damage.
Ow. Okay.
Bam, bam, bam. And I imagine now you're
perhaps
using
I made a poor tactical decision.
It is no longer burned, so it does not regenerate this turn, but next turn it can regenerate. Nikolai, it's your turn.
You've aided me, right?
Correct. Yeah, I imagine he's using like his athletics, almost like try to like, when the claws sink into the shield, almost try to like pull him off balance a little bit, pull him down.
Did you roll it already?
Nope.
Okay.
No,
Nikolai. Sorry, I just answered for Trent, but no, Trent has not rolled the aid yet.
Okay, I didn't know.
Here it comes. Keep it at DC 15 as you're wrestling with a troll.
That is a unnatural 20.
Okay, so that's a success. That's a plus one.
Okay.
What are you doing here, Nikolai?
Nikolai pulls out...
And you got a fresh patch if you need it.
An arrow. Looks different than the rest of them. It's a little blue.
Ooh.
And he shoots an arrow.
No fucking way.
I'm going to patch that shit.
Yeah, that's
that was a one.
Oh, yeah.
How does it feel?
Oh, that's a natural 18.
Oh, damn.
So it'd be 27.
Not a crit, but that's definitely a hit.
Now, when you shoot someone with a sleep arrow, does it also do damage?
We looked this up. It does not, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
However, you did... I'm guessing maybe Lucky called it out of like, its mind is frail, but its body's strong.
Yeah, exactly like
or
that.
Or something.
And make a
since when does Lucky talk like that at all? Almost would be like mid-fight, like, are you okay?
Did the GM just like fiat a line for you?
That's my Jotun accent.
Yeah.
17. Is that a success then?
Hold on. You take a minus one status penalty to perception checks for one round.
Hell yeah.
Ooh.
All right, that's
okay, that's something. We got two actions left now, though.
Okay. That's not great.
It's not awesome. It's definitely better if you're fighting a boss to sleep the minions with low saves. Yeah. I mean, look, I rolled... Okay, what was the DC on that, just out of curiosity?
17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was 50-50,
that's why I
basically.
Was like, boo. All right, well, so I'm going to do the old two-action Helio on Arthur.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Good pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, if anyone has a spare phone and wants to snap a photo, like, this is a cool scene of a big troll and all of you, like, spread out fighting it. And we now have almost all... We have painted miniatures.
Yeah.
Lucky's miniature painted. Jane actually painted her own miniature.
Uh-huh.
And...
Pro level.
Oh, yeah.
That was years ago, too.
Yeah.
This one was painted a long time ago.
All right.
Is it 2d8 plus 8 at this level?
It's a second level spell slot. It is 2d8 plus 8, correct. Unless it's plus, unless they're D10s.
Right. They are D10s.
Boom.
Because I have healing hands.
Yep.
It has been a while.
Terrible man.
20.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Of healing.
All like right. That. Vex, it's your turn.
Ariadna Vex.
Jane is fully cocooned in her blanket near the frozen window.
I feel like a popsicle.
You need to designate someone to roll for you because your hands are
popsicle.
Tied up.
It's probably better if someone rolls for her.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Who just rolled a natural one? Ya ding dong.
I had a patch.
Ya ding dong.
meet, motherfucker. I will never get over that. That was
I
the funniest thing I've ever
ones
heard.
In a row.
I'm in fact going to pull out a healing potion. I have a healing potion minor still. Kay. And I'm going to drink it.
Okay. One pull, two chug. What are you doing with your third action?
I can't ready with only one action left, right?
Correct.
Okay. I think my sheet says that I have 5 torches.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to pull another one out. I don't think
I've used
all
those. Still have a torch. It didn't break.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I still have it in my hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can just chuck it at him.
Will it go out? Is there a rule for that?
I will let you hit with a single point of fire damage if you hit with a ranged throw. All right.
I'm gonna huck this torch at the troll.
Okay, so this will be your attack bonus plus your dex mod.
My dex?
Yeah, because you're throwing.
Oh yeah, sure, makes sense.
Or is it to thrown? No, thrown let you put your strength on damage.
Right,
I think.
Right.
I haven't actually played a character in Pathfinder in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not a one.
If it was, I would have given you my patch. I felt really bad after saying that.
Right,
I thought that was a one.
It's somewhat close. I think I can get there, though, with this.
Okay, what do you got?
18.
Sorry.
Oh, are you
so
kidding
you
me?
Chuck your torch.
That's the dog.
All right.
Goes. It just bounces off the troll. Like, you don't hit it hard enough to do damage with it.
Boo.
Boom,
okay.
Falls to the ground.
You hit it with the blunt end instead of the fire end.
<It's> like,
All right, Lucky, it's your turn. What's it gonna be?
Man, I don't have anything to help with this.
I mean, damage.
Well, yeah, we're gonna put some damage on it. So
you got that going for you. It's not perfect,
I'll
but it's something.
Take a shot.
Sure.
Actually, I'll do my. No, I'll just take a shot real quick.
Okay. Got it.
Natural one. I'll patch it.
Wow, blowing through these patches and handing out.
We're not rolling great at the moment.
Well, Jared has plenty.
It's the cold.
I rolled a 4 to follow that up, so that's going to be a miss.
Damn.
I'm going to send in Spike.
He's sitting on like 15 patches over here.
Yeah, I got 3 more.
Go, Spike.
Into the
Spike's going to go in.
Okay. Spike will provoke an AOO.
I know.
Now, do you want to sense if you get Spike on the same side as Arthur, it will be flanking with Dog.
Oh yeah, let's do that then.
I don't hate that he's taking this AOL.
Yeah, I kind of figured it might be beneficial for that.
Yeah.
All right.
So even though I don't want to take damage.
What happens when Spike dies? Do you just summon something else?
Oh no, they share hit points.
Yeah, we share HP. So if he goes down, I go down.
Nice.
Well, that's good to know.
So here comes the claw at Spike.
You're right.
27 to hit Spike.
Certainly hits.
Is that a crit?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, I doubt it is. So let's go for a little bit of damage. I'm just going to grab my dice 20. Here. Yeah, you're fine.
And I dropped my phone.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm bad at math, but I'm good enough this to know it's 18 points of damage to Spike.
Okay.
Ouch.
The two of you cry out in pain.
Ah.
Now Spike want to attack it?
Yes, and I rolled a 21 to hit.
That's a hit, especially with flanking.
Nice.
He said 18 points of damage.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want Trent to be a voice actor so bad, like professionally all the time.
I just want Trent to do wound Foley work in like role-playing games. When someone gets hit, just be like, oh.
7 damage from Spike. Oh, 6 damage from Spike. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. Well.
Boom. Hits. All right, it's the ranger's turn now. Seeing your attempt with the torch, he's going to yell, good thinking, and he is going to pull out a glass vial from his belt.
Yeah.
And he is going to just whip it at the troll.
I wanted to do that, nice. But I didn't have one, so.
And that's a hit.
Hey.
Yeah.
Nice.
Splash damage on the dog.
Stop being mean to this dog.
He will hit the corner close to Arthur, so the splash damage won't actually hit anyone.
Ha!
Nice.
Oh, I thought it was going to hit Arthur.
Damn.
Wow.
Arthur's, I thought you said, all right,
let's bring it together, everybody. We're on a team.
That doesn't mean that Jane likes Trent.
Okay, so that's a D8 points of fire damage, which
nice.
That's
yeah.
10 added to it, so that's 62.
Alchemist fire.
Yeah, Alchemist Fire, really nice. Okay. And it takes 1 persistent fire.
Hey, great. That's good.
Which I'm just going to write in fantasy ground terms of purse 1 fire.
But can go away after its turn.
It can potentially. But it goes away at the end of its turn, and regeneration checks at the beginning.
Hell yeah.
So it will keep it burned for all of this turn, and next turn the damage won't go away.
Sick.
And he's going to stay where he is. Arthur, it's your turn. Your shield is broken. Your sword's on the ground.
Yeah, we got to drop the shield.
Yep.
I'm going to pick up the bastard sword.
Okay. You're picking it up in 1 hand or 2?
Let's go with 2.
Okay.
Does that take an action to?
No. Because okay. it is essentially changing a grip, which can be from picking it up, you can pick it up with both hands.
Okay. I am going to step in.
Okay. You are also flanking with the dog because it's 10 feet wide.
So grab sword.
Step.
Step. I'm going to attack this troll.
Swing for the fences.
Get her.
Pretty much.
Swing away, Meryl. That was for you, Jane.
You know,
great.
No, I'm not going to patch that, although I want to. That's a 14.
Oh, yeah, that's a miss.
Yeah.
All right, the dog's locked in. The dog's committed.
Dog, run away.
Let's get another crit in the butt.
Another crit in the butt. Crit in the butt.
Get him right in the butt.
That is a 26 to hit.
Dang.
Dang.
Dog is better than ranger.
I'm rolling very well. I mean, the ranger put it on fire.
Let's
so.
Take that's good too.
But let's
dog.
Ally with the dog, not
is
the ranger.
Is that a crit with flanking?
No.
Damn, the dog.
Jane, you
want to
roll that d6 again for doggo damage?
Yeah.
The first dog.
First dog.
Here's the knight of
6.
Hey. Max damage.
Hey, all right. He's max damage. I think the dog's going to go in again.
We should name the dog Max Damage.
Perfect. Dog misses its second attack. Might as well go for broke.
I need another dog to actually name the Max
just
damage.
Missed it. All right. It's the troll's turn. The troll's on fire.
Fuck.
Wiling around, but it sees Arthur in
Fuck.
Front of him. And it's time to try to take Arthur to Wren Town.
Yep.
No.
Population.
Oh, I saw it.
Critical hit.
No, no.
Oh.
No, no.
Arthur had a dream it would end this way.
I don't think I can die from this. But
I mean, Rend is
right,
gross, but it won't crit the Rend, right?
Roll a d6 for me.
Okay. Okay. 3.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. This is slashing. Is our claws slashing damage? Claws slashing damage. This could be worse, but it's not great. Flay.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Normal damage.
Okay. Okay. That's good.
Target is enfeebled 3 until healed.
Oh god.
Okay. Let's talk about enfeebled.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about it.
I could have talked about it a little bit if you had failed that roll earlier.
Right.
Oh. enfeebled is. Oh. Here we go. Penalty to basically anything strength based. Mm-hmm. Your attack rolls, your checks and DCs.
And if you put it in here, a lab, it'll calculate it all.
Yeah, I've got it down.
Oh, enfeebled 3. Here comes the second attack, though. Is that a penalty?
Miss.
24 to hit.
Good. That's a hit.
Okay. Oh, I didn't roll damage for the first one, did I? No, I just gave you enfeebled. Sorry, Trent. 12. 17 points of damage on the first attack.
Okay.
Second attack, far less. Second attack is 10 points of damage.
Wait, what's the roll?
Oh, sorry. It was like 24 was the second attack. Oh, 24 yeah, to hit. It. 10 points of damage from that attack.
Okay.
Rolled like shit. It's going to go ahead and go to Ren Town, though.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm hitting the button a lot, but it's the right time.
Shit.
Tune in next week to find out.
Oh, oh no!
Jeez.
Fucking, you just got this mini, too.
Nope.
The Live to Die podcast is a production of Live to Die Gaming. Follow us on social media at Live to Die Pod. Leave a review and tune in next week for more. If you like the amazing background audio and music, all that credit goes to Sirenscape. Make sure you check them out at Sirenscape.com.